Cinematic City, touring Paris with film director Mathieu Kassovitz.
I'm urban. I live in a very urban and fast city. What I like about Paris is the places where that are not known and unnamed. Little streets that are not on the map. If you live in a city, and if you're a director, whatever city you're going to live in, you're going to find beauty. It's not easy to describe Paris. It's so cinematic. People have an intimate relationship with their own city, and directors have the ability to show it, to put it on the screen. I'm going to show you Paris the way I see it and the way I live it. And the only way to go through Paris is on a scooter. So come with me and we'll hit it. When you walk around Paris, there's one interesting thing to do is to look up. You'll see a lot of details at the top of the buildings that are really specific to Paris. I remember I used to drive around with my father and he was always looking up, never in front of him, but always up. Never had an accident though. This is the 18th. This is where I used to live. This is multicultural, totally mixed environment. This is a rough area. Nothing bad, it's just rough because it's lively, it's beautiful. What you gotta understand about Paris, it's sometimes it's hard. It's hard neighborhoods. You always have a couple of hard-headed, you know, young kids who are doing whatever they can, whatever they want. But beside that, people are very, very friendly and very open-minded. We should stop and have a look at this. It's one of the markets of Paris. It's there every week, every Wednesday, and it's all over Paris. So let's check it out.
You can smell it, but it smells good. You can buy everything from clothes to food, and you get fresh food, you get bio food, you get everything here. So the good thing when you walk in these markets is people shouting to get the attention of the customers. Very fun.
Montmartre is the most touristic place, I think, in the world. It's too beautiful for its own sake. So Paris has two sides, and on each side you get two woods, two big forests. There's the Bois de Boulogne on the other side of Paris, where you get a lot of prostitutes, and you got the Bois de Vincennes, which is way nicer. It's unique because it's not contained. It's not like in New York or in London. It's a forest by itself. And it's 2 minutes from Paris, right? Actually, Paris is right here. It's 500 acres, it's huge. You can get lost in here. But I like stuff that I like about Paris also is that they kept, I don't know if they kept it because they like it, I'm probably not, but things are kept the way it was back in the days. And even, you know, the facades are not well taken care of, so it gives that feeling of old Paris that's really important to the spirit of Paris.
Paris is a city with soul, is a city with past. You can feel it everywhere. And I'm a part of it, and I can't avoid it. Even my father came to France when he was, you know, in 56, came from Hungary. So I'm not pure bred, but this is where I learned how to, you know, this is the city where I learned to react to things. And if I was born in LA, I probably wouldn't be able to react like that much.